thanks for joining us on Primary Perspectives, radio created for kids by kids. You can listen live worldwide via 3wbc.org.au. Hi everyone, it's time for Primary Perspectives, radio created for kids by kids. I'm Minnie.
And I'm Liam.
We hope you've all had an amazing week this week and are ready for today's awesome show. And for anyone who missed last week's show, Rupert, Sasha and Will spoke with Luke Jackson, Tony Olo and Ron Barassi, creators of an exciting new picture book, RoboTales. They also spoke with Alia and Maggie from St. Joseph's Primary School in Kangaroo Point in Brisbane for another instalment of Green Lane Diary, where they found out all about these Grade 5 students are keeping our planet beautiful. Good job, guys.
Certainly was a great show, Meanie. And now we are really excited to announce that we have a guest presenter, Megan, with us today. Megan is also our special guest for this month's Roots and Shoots segment, From Little Things, Big Things Grow. And she will be telling us all about the fantastic things she is doing to help save the endangered tiger quolls. Such cute little creatures they are, hey? Welcome to the show, Megan.
Thanks, guys. I'm really excited to be a guest and host on Primary Perspectives today. I'm really also looking forward to chatting about my favourite creature, the tiger quoll. Also being able to speak to our next guest coming up on Personal Perspectives. After the music break, we'll be crossing live to America to speak with Pavan Raj Godwa. Pavan is 11 years old and is the founder of Green Kids Now. His aim is to encourage kids and lead and innovate in environmental care. With Pavan, what he's been up to is very awesome.
Yep. Awesome is the word for today, because we also have some very cool stories for Diffuse the News, which involves something very sticky, something a little bit messy, and something a little bit extinct. Plus, we also have our weekly wonder words for you to add to your vocab and impress your family, friends, teacher, dog, maybe even a tiger quoll expert or two. And remember everyone, if you miss a show, you can always check out the podcast over the coming weeks on our great site, primaryperspectives.info.
Now hold on, Liam. How can something be a little extinct?
Wow, your Cup Day special wonder word was quagga. And remember, Meanie, you said they were breeding them back from extinction.
Oh, I get it.
Hey, you know, we always love to receive your comments, so jump on our website and say hi by clicking on the speech bubble or on any post or podcast. And send us some ideas for topics you would like us to cover. Or you can email us at kids@wwmn.net with your shout-outs for friends. And if you can't quite hear us on your dial, you can go to 3wbc.org.au and listen live via streaming anywhere in the world. Time for a music break and then we'll be right back to talk with Pavan Raj Godwa.
Big game.
listening to Primary Perspectives, Young Voices for Our Planet, streaming live worldwide on 3wbc.org.au. That track was Ways That Were Different by Cha Cha Sam, and what a great track to introduce this month's Personal Perspective segment, where we speak with children from all over the world about things that matter to them. Today, our special guest is from America, Parvin Raj Gowda. Parvin is an 11-year-old boy from California, USA, who is a published author, passionate environmentalist, and founder of a non-profit charity organization called Green Kids Now. His aim is to reach youth of all ages around the world to raise awareness of environmental issues and encouraging children to learn, innovate, take action, and share their ideas and experiences. Hi Parvin, this is Mirni. Welcome to the show.
Hi everyone, it's a great pleasure to be on your show.
You have certainly achieved a lot in 11 years. Can you tell us when you first became interested in helping the environment?
My mom tells me that I started complaining about trash lying around in public places when I was 4 years old. Yeah, as long as I can remember, that's how I've been. It used to bother me a lot when I see kids throwing trash around school and being irresponsible about it. When I was in second grade, we had a class project to write a story. And I wrote a story about caring for the environment and showed that it is the responsibility of everyone to keep their community clean. That's when I first expressed my thoughts openly.
That's cool, Parvin. Hey, it's Liam here. Can you tell us about your organization, Green Kids Now, and how you got to create your own charity organization by 11 years old?
When I heard from my friends and other parents who read my story that they liked it, it encouraged me to write more. I first started a website, greenkidsnow.org, and started publishing my stories, articles, artwork, tips, and also had a pledge for kids.
Cool.
Within 1 year, I had about 250 kids take the pledge. Now I have more than 1,000 kids join us.
That's great.
Whoa. Hi, Puffin. I'm Megan. What advice can you give to other children who also want to make a difference?
First, look around in your community and observe everything around you. Raise awareness about your surroundings, and then you'll be able to figure out what you can do to help make a difference. After you figure out the area you would like to help, look what solutions others have for similar issues. If you can't find one, innovate your own solution. If you do have a solution that worked in your community, share it with the rest of the world. I can publish it in my greenkidsnow.org website. Sharing information is key, as it expedites solutions, and others don't have to spend time reinventing the wheel.
Wow, that's so amazing, Parvin. A published author? Now that's impressive. Can you tell us about your book, Two Tales from a Kid?
Sure. The story that I had written in second grade called Two Lakes, and the other story I wrote in kindergarten called Don't Be Mean to Friends, was published together as Two Tales from a Kid. In the story, The Two Lakes, a young boy named Zach is shocked to see the carelessness and irresponsibility of the people towards their environment. So he struggles to bring awareness to the villagers and shows them how to care for the environment. And in the story, Don't Be Mean to Friends, the giant learns the importance of sharing and being nice to his friends.
Wow, that is great.
Awesome. I love reading, so I'll be sure to check it out. Where can people get a copy from?
Thank you. I am donating all proceeds from the sale of my book for implementing environmental projects led by children. You can buy the book from Amazon, online retailer, or order through any Ingram distributors.
Wow, that is so amazing. Who actually did the drawings in your book?
A professional illustrator did the drawing for my book.
Wow.
We heard that you also run a Green Star School program. What can you tell us about this?
Well, through our Green Star School program, we provide guidance for schools through an entire school year and help the school have a good handle on waste management and also introduce kids to areas of environmental science and show the school how to lead in environmental sustainability. The program incorporates teamwork, collaboration, and helps kids to improve their leadership skills.
Wow. Are your friends all as passionate as you are?
Well, some friends are very encouraging, and some friends want to participate once in a while, and some friends don't even want to participate at all. So I just work with the friends who want to work with me, and I ignore the friends who like make fun of my ideas.
That's a good idea.
How do you encourage your friends to join in?
Well, I talk about it, and I like tell them about all the things I'm doing, and I hope that they will join in, and I keep encouraging them over and over again.
Do you think this program could work in schools all over the world?
Yes, the program would work in any school. For the program to be implemented in a school, we first need permissions from the school board. After that, we need commitment from the school principal. The program is run by dedicated parent volunteers and passionate school staff members who can help the kids follow the program. We are currently piloting the program in 2 elementary schools, and at the end of the school year, we will have updated guidelines with instructions to share with other schools.
Wow, that's great.
Super cool. Can you also tell us about the Green Kids Conference you are holding?
Definitely. I found the need to have a conference dedicated for children to enable us to learn about all the various environmental science and sustainability areas so we could learn, innovate, take action, and share each other's ideas and experiences.
How can we get involved?
I would love to provide an opportunity for schools in Melbourne to participate in the annual Green Kids Conference.
We would love that.
If you cannot travel, we can use technology like Skype video conferencing and stream live from any interested school in Melbourne directly to our audience in the conference auditorium. If any school is interested and has any questions, feel free to reach me anytime. My email ID is greenkidsnow@hotmail.com.
Wow, I think what you're doing is amazing. We'd all love to get involved. What does your school do?
Well, my school is actually is not very supportive and not too encouraging. So I reached out to the district, and I'm working with any school that's interested.
All right. Well, our school we have lots of garden area. And we've got animals, and we've got lots of vegetables and heaps of things that we incorporate into the community. So it's getting there to sort of what you do. And we have a pizza oven, and we try and keep our school as clean as possible, and we recycle, and I think that's pretty great.
We have a great community that love to get involved, and we always try our best to make sure that we stay green.
And we've also, I'm not quite sure exactly how many, but I think we've got about 3 awards for the garden this year, and so that's pretty great. So what about your school, Megan?
Well, our school has a school barn, and then as a part of science, as the part of a science curriculum, you learn about how to care for the environment and do studies on it. So it's all built into the science curriculum.
Wow, that's great. We also have a Kuri garden, so that has native and indigenous plants, and there's also ones that you can eat, so that's pretty cool.
I doubt they'd taste very nice.
Well, what you're doing, Parvin, is something that we'd all love to get involved in. And we would also like to tell everyone our exciting Global Youth Conference coming up on the 1st of December next month for the launch of the School Broadcasting Network. You and all your friends at school will be able to listen in to Futurist Dr. Peter Elliard talking with young people from all over the world about what they see as vitally important issues right now on our beautiful planet. To find out more, go to our homepage at primaryperspectives.info. Hope you can join us, Parvin.
Yeah, I would love to join you. Thanks very much for the wonderful opportunity and good day to all the kids down under.
Well, can you stay for this week's Wonder Words?
Sure.
Coming up, it's time for this week's Wonder Words. I have a word that I think you will like, Parvin. My word is biomimicry. Biomimicry is imitating nature in man-made systems. One of the most notable examples is the Eastgate Centre in Harare, Zimbabwe, a shopping centre built in 1996 that was constructed using principles discovered in termite mounds in the desert. The termites maintain an almost perfectly uniform temperature for their food inside, even though outside temperatures range from near freezing at night to over 38 degrees Celsius, that's 100 degrees Fahrenheit, in the day. The even temperature is accomplished by continuously opening and closing a series of vents throughout the day. The Eastgate Centre uses 10% of the energy of a traditional building to keep cool. Now that's seriously cool.
My wonder word this week is pelage and thylacine. Pelage is a coat of an animal consisting of hair, fur, wool, or another soft covering of an animal. If you have ever seen a tiger quill, you will know that it has an amazing pelage that is a reddish brown or a dark brown above with white spots. The thylacine, or Thylacinus cynocephalus, which is the Greek meaning for dog-headed pouched one, was the largest known carnivorous marsupial of the modern times. Because of its striped back, it is commonly known as the Tasmanian tiger or the Tasmanian wolf. Native to the continental Australia, Tasmania, or New Guinea. It is thought to have become extinct in the 20th century, although there has been random reports of sightings as recently as 2009. Now, whilst these reports are likely to be wishful, thinking it would be wonderful, perhaps, if the thylacine is only a little bit extinct, like Liam said.
Yep, that would be awesome. Imagine seeing a Tassie tiger. Well, I think you might like my wonder word, Megan. My word is prehensile tail. A prehensile tail is a tail of an animal that has been adapted to be able to grasp or hold objects. A fully prehensile tail can be used to hold and manipulate objects, and in particular to aid arboreal creatures such as monkeys in finding and eating food in the trees. If the tail cannot be used for this, it is considered only partially prehensile. Such tails are often used to anchor an animal's body, to dangle from a branch, or as an aid for climbing. The term prehensile means able to grasp, from the Latin prehendere. The root of the word comprehend and apprehend. I wonder if tiger quolls have prehensile tails. Well, we'll find out after this music break and much more.
So do you think biomimicry is a good idea, Parvin? And have you ever heard of a thylacine before?
Yes, I think I've heard of biomimicry and think it's a very good idea, but I've never heard of thylacine before.
Hope you enjoyed our Wonder Word this week, and thank you for sharing your inspiring projects and initiatives with us. Good luck with all your awesome endeavours. Bye!
See ya! We'll be right back after this chat to catch some quick quips about quolls with Megan. Now try saying that 5 times. And if you think you can, give us a call now on 9285 4847 and we'll test you out.
Email us your ideas and messages to info@wwmn.net.